531.
Mangere College is currently calling on past students and staff to come and join the 50-year celebrations. Mangere College is turning 50 this year, and they want all past students, whānau, and staff to join in the celebrating of this incredible milestone. Mangere College Principal Tom Webb says that the 50th Jubilee is an exciting time of celebration which will bring together alumni, students, and staff from across the decades to celebrate and reminisce about the good times. Herman Up, a Jubilee coordinator from Mangere College, joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Manoso for Herman, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Tāna whālua, Brian. It's great to be here with you all. Thank you for the invitation.
And thank you for your company. Wow, a great milestone for Mangere College. What's going to be on the program for the 50th Jubilee celebrations on the 9th of April to begin with, please, Herman?
All right, on the 9th of April, we have our meet and greet. Sorry, we will begin first with our official pulpity at 2 p.m. And so we're inviting, of course, our foundation students, our first staff members from back in 1971, 72 to join us for our pulpity. It'll run from 2 p.m. to, you know, whenever our pulpities usually finish. And then in the evening at 7 p.m. will be our meet and greet event here at the Kulisi or here at the school, here at Mangere. And so this event in the evening is where we hope many of our alumni from across the decades will be able to join us in in our official launch and our official celebration of our 50th year of being Mangere College.
50 years, let's go back 50 years. Give us an overview, please, Herman, of this wonderful institution of education, a stalwart for many Mangere residents over the last five decades, please.
Right. Granted, of course, that I look extremely young, so I was not around back in 1971 or 72, but listening to the stories from our alumni from back in that time, I am in awe of the sacrifice many of them have made in that early days of Mangere College, being bused down here from areas like Remuera and Ponsonby to be the first foundation students here in this part of South Auckland. And so to hear of those stories, it's such a joy to be able to be part of it and knowing that their legacy continues on to our students today. Who are absolutely amazing. Obviously, we know that our 2020 students last year didn't have a good run with the pandemic the way it was, but they're resilient. And it's that resiliency that they learned from and I guess was instilled in them from our previous students. So being able to see today's students here at Mangere College thrive and be able to be great role models is such a wonderful thing to experience as a teacher and as an educator here at Mangere College.
Herman, can you take us over a list of some of maybe the notable alumni, ex-students of Mangere College or staff that have graced the halls of Mangere College over the years?
I was pondering this a little bit because, I was thinking, ooh, should I start name dropping all of these people that have graced our hallowed halls here, And I said, yeah, let's just go ahead and name drop so that they can at least get in contact with us again and make things happen. So I reach back out. I reach out into the community right now to our boys, V.E. And Ninth, Tupai. Our at-ease boys, they walk through the hallowed halls here at Mangere College. This is their home. So we call out to them, Frank Bunce, a rugby, a All Blacks. He left his mark here on this school. And I think his name is still written somewhere on the walls over here, you know. And so Frank Bunce definitely, obviously Ofa Tungafasi, our current All Black, he's out there right now making a name for himself. And you know, one of the things that captures me and that really moves me about Ofa Tungafasi is that, you know, he chose to do his rugby here. He got opportunities to do his rugby in other schools, but no, he stood strong with Mangere College because this was his home, this is where he belonged, and he understood what it meant to seek the heights, which is our motto here at this school. And so obviously Ofa Tungafasi, a great role model and great example of staying where you are and lifting where you are. And if we were to go back to others, the great Jay Langaaya, entertainer, he graced this halls. In fact, his name is still up in our auditorium right now, as being one of the first ones to play Mufasa on the stage for Lion King. So his name is here in our auditorium and in our theater and hall. So a lot of great people have come through this school. Many, many more. You know, I could list them for days. But we are reaching out to them right now and hope that they'll reach back and say, hey, we're still alive. We're still here. We want to celebrate.
Herman, can you share with me the contribution of Mangere College to the Mangere community, especially over the, you know, the five decades since 1971?
Yeah, in recent times, our students have done a lot of work out in our community. They've done everything from service projects around our local streams, like or creeks, and helping the beautification of the Mangere area. They've teamed up with other schools, local schools here in Mangere, to also provide artwork into various different establishments, like the new birthing unit here at the just behind the Mangere Town Center. A lot of the artwork there is from our students, you know, and they've also reached out and become role models and examples in other parts of Okilangi. You know, we've had judges come through the school. We've also had the Winterstein sisters, who are lawyers in their own rights, you know, and so their reach right now is not only benefiting our local community here of Mangere, but they are also reaching out into the wider Auckland area and New Zealand and leaving great and lasting examples and inspiration out there.
50 years, but always looking to the future in terms of seeking the heights for Mangere College. Future plans on the cards for Mangere College, the school?
Yeah, let me, if I can just go quickly to the future plans of this year. Obviously, we are looking to celebrate this 50th year jubilee right across the whole year. Obviously, the uncertainties around the lockdowns and pandemic has caused, well, not so much caused, but has allowed us to think about making this a true celebration. And so looking ahead into the latter half of this year, we have performing arts nights that are will be held up at the Mangere Arts Center that will help us celebrate with our past alumni, as well as our current performers, artists will take the stage there. We also have our formal dinner that's now earmarked for later this year. Another great opportunity for alumni to gather together again. We're also planning a huge festival and parade if we can fit it in down the Beta Drive area. So in the very near future, those are our plans in terms of celebrating our 50th year jubilee. Now I know you're looking ahead into other years here and what's in store. Look, all I gotta say right now, Brian, is that judging by the way that our current students are in terms of their resiliency and your drive for both education and being role models out there, the sky is definitely the limit. And so they will be making some noise between now and maybe 50 years from now. We will hear from them.
No doubt indeed. No doubt indeed, Herman. Now, a message to past students and for those wanting to take part in the 50-year Jubilee celebrations on the 9th of April, or, you know, to help out with the celebrations or the organizing or just, you know, doing their part?
Yeah, perfect. Obviously, we need people to register. We'd love to get their contact details. And I know a lot of them have been waiting patiently for this opportunity to give back to their school. And so we're asking our alumni, past students and staff members to register by going onto the school website, www.mangere.school.nz, type in or / 50th Jubilee, or you can click on the banner right at the very top of the school website. Please, we were asking you to register your details. On the same website, you'll be able to click on the link to purchase your ticket for the meet and greet evening. It is $25 for that meet and greet on Friday, the 9th of April. It's come down significantly, so we are looking out for our alumni and our community. So it's $25 per person. And so, again, go to the school website. It's also on the school social media pages, the links to register and also to purchase tickets for this immediate social gathering for the Jubilee on the 9th of April.
Herman Arp, coordinator for the Mangere College 50-year Jubilee celebrations on the 9th of April. Whakatele lava, Herman, and wishing you and the rest of the team at Mangere College a very, very successful night. Thank you. God bless and have a great day. Yomanwia.
Whakatele lava.